We're going to start on Daf Nun Aleph in Masechta Erevin. And you'll see the two dots. It's about, I would say about 12 lines down from the top.
What's that?
Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is now going to take up the Mishnah, at least the end of the Mishnah, on Daf Mem Tesam and Beis. And the Mishnah says there, Eino Makir, O She'eno Boki Ba'alocha, V'omar Shvisasi Bimkomi, Zochalo Makomo, Alpayim Amalachol Ruach. So if a person is not an expert, meaning he doesn't know exactly where there's a landmark, you know, an elon, some sort of a tree or a fence, which is 2,000 amma, you know, away from him, which is really where he wants to be kona shvisa. So then he makes a declaration, shvisasi bimkomi. I'm going to be shoves right here where I am now. And then he gets a distance of 2,000 amma in each direction. So the Gemara says, Hani alpayim amma heichon ksivan. Where in the Torah do we have a basis for the fact that a person who's kona shvisa, he gets an area of 2,000 amma? Now, keep in mind that the institution of shvisa bimkoma of 2,000 amma is all derabbanan. So when the Gemara asks, where do we learn it from the Torah? What the Gemara really means is, can we find a remez in the Torah? And that pasuk would be kind of like an asmachta for the Rabbanon. It might be that the din of alpayim amma, although it's not strictly derived from the Torah, but since there is a basis in the Torah, therefore it has a status of almost like a doraisa. And he gets alpayim amma. Amar Rav Chisda. Now, Rav Chisda presents a very long and complicated gzeres shava. This gemara, by sheer association, reminds me of a gemara at the beginning of Pesachim about bedikas chametz. The gemara looks for a source in the Torah for bedikas chametz, and it's like one pasuk has the same word as another pasuk, and that pasuk has another word. So you take that other word and you put it back to the first pasuk. It's like a whole chadgadia, and that's what Rav Chisda has over here. So at stage number one, lamadnu makom mi makom, which means the following: that in the parsha of the man, the Torah says al yetze ish mimkomo, and it's referring to Shabbos. And the Torah says that a person has his makom, and he shouldn't leave that makom. So we're trying to figure out how long, how wide of an area is this makom. In the parsha of Shogeg, the Torah says, in Parshas Mishpatim, v'samti l'cha makom asher yonos shama. Again, the word makom with regard to Rotzeach b'shogeg. So since we have two psukim, both of which have the word makom, one is referring to Shabbos, the other is referring to a Rotzeach b'shogeg, now what we could do is, we are allowed to take one word from the other pasuk of makom, v'samti l'cha makom asher yonos shama, and we're going to put that word back into the first pasuk, as if it said al yetze ish mimkomo, but we're going to add another word, and that's nisa. Nisa means to run, like a fugitive who runs away, because the pasuk says asher yanus shama. So now we have the word nisa, that we are magically integrating into the pasuk al yetze ish mimkomo. V'nisa mi nisa, v'nisa mi gvul. So we're going to take the word nisa, and we're going to look for another pasuk that has the word nisa in it, and that's a pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hey, and it says, we'll read it this Shabbos, and Yitzhak Hashem es gvul, ir miklato asher yonus shama. So we have the word yonus, and we also have the word gvul. So now that we put the word Nisa or Yanus back into the Paskal Yetze Ish Mimkomo, which refers to Shabbos, now we can take the word Gvul and also put the word Gvul back into the Pasuk of Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. Now we go on. Ugvul migvul, ugvul michutz. So we're going to take the word gvul from the parasha of Miklat, and we're going to put it into the parasha of Shabbos. And now we're going to find another pasuk which has the word gvul, and also has the word chutz. And where is that pasuk? That pasuk is also in Bamidbar. And it says there, Umatza oso goel adam, michutz ligvul ir miklatos. It has the word gvul in it, and it has the word michutz. So we're going to take the word chutz, and we're going to put it back into the pasuk al yetze ish mimkomo. Why? Because we were able to derive makom, and from makom we got to yanus, from yanus we got to gvul, and from gvul we got to chutz. So now, through this whole, domino theory, right, we're going to now put the word chutz into the pasuk of Ayetze Ish Mimkomo. V'chutz michutz. Now we're going to find another pasuk that has the word chutz in it. And this is what's called Migrash Halevim. And that means that the Torah tells us that there's a certain section, the area of which is 2,000 amah, that has to be designated for the Levim. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Umadosem michutz la'ir el pa'as kedma alpayim bi amah. And I'm going to read the rest of the pasuk, which is not here in the Gemara. V'es pa'as negev alpayim ba'amah. V'es pa'as yom alpayim bi'amah. V'es pa'as tzofon alpayim bi'amah. V'ha'ir batovech ze yielecha migrashe ha'orim. So these are what's called the migrashe ha'levim. And the Torah goes out of its way to point out that on each side it's alpayim amah. So since we put the word chutz back into the pasuk al yetze ish mimkomo, now we're going to compare that chutz to the chutz of Migrashei Halevim, and we're going to derive the tchum of alpayim am. So the Gemara asks a question, wait a second. There's another pasuk that has the word chutz in it, and it's written in the same context, and yet there it's only elef am, it's only 1,000. V'nelef, why don't we derive it from the pasuk that says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza, Elef Amma. So the Torah specifies here that the distance here of Chutz is Elef Amma. So the Gemara rejects this, but it says, Donim Chutz mi Chutz mi ain Donim Chutz mi Chutza. In the first pasuk that we had, referring to Migrash Elevim, it says Chutz. And that's very similar to the words in the parasha of Gol Adam, which says Chutz Ligvul Ir Miklato. But in the other pasuk that says Elef Amma, there the pasuk doesn't say chutz, but rather says chutza, with a hey at the end. So that disqualifies it. So the Gemara says, Mainaf Gemina, are you telling me that when we make a comparison with a word from one parasha to another, it's got to be exact? That's not true. Hatana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. And here we're darshaning a pasuk in Vayikra, Yudalit, and it says there with regard to the Kohen checking out the Mitzorah, it says Vishav HaKohen Uba HaKohen. Vishav HaKohen means that the Kohen leaves the environs of the Mitzorah, and then Uba HaKohen, he goes back in. Zohi Shiva, Zohi Bia. So Rav Yishmael equates Shiva and Bia, even though they're two different words. In other words, as long as they have the same meaning, then we can make the Gzeirah Shavah, we can make the equation. So the Kohen goes from his house into the Beis HaMenugah, and then he comes back to his house from the Beis HaMenugah. And therefore it lends itself to Gzeirah Shavah. So here also, we can compare Chutz to Chutzah, because both Chutz and Chutzah mean the same thing. Gemara says, Hani Mili, When do we say that we can learn two different psukim as Gzer Shav? That's only Heichad Leka Midi the Damila. That there's no other word that's similar. Amal Heichad the Ika Midi the Damila, if you have another word that's very similar, is Midi Damila Yalfina. You have a choice of two words in two different verses. We're going to choose the verse where the word is precisely the same as it is in a different verse. So we have chutz, and we have chutz. We're going to prefer to equate chutz with chutz, rather than comparing and equating chutz with chutzah. And in the pasuk of chutz, the Torah clearly spells out the shear of alpayim ama. And that's in the parasha of Migrashei Halevim. Okay, now the Mishnah records a machlokes tanoim between Rav Chanina and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Chanina, alpayim ama agulos, which means that we have a circumference that covers alpayim ama. So, for example, if you would put yourself right in the middle of this circle, and you would walk to any particular end of the circle, which means like you have a radius around the circle of 2,000 amah. That's the sheet of Rabbi Chanina. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim want to convert alpayim amah from a circle to a square. And when you convert a circle to a square, you put a circle into a square, you get the corners. And as a result, you get another 800 amah. So instead of 2,000 amah, it's going to be 2,800 amah. So the Gemara wants to understand this machlokas between Rabbi Chanina and the Chachamim. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, mimonafshach. I don't understand his logic. He is like Gzeirah Shavah, if he accepts the Gzeirah Shavah that we had with chutz, and there we have the equation to Migrashei Halevim, is if that be the case, peos ksivan. The Torah says pa'as kedma, pa'as Yom, or Pa'as Tzafon. Pa'as means the corners. So obviously, when the Torah is stipulating the dimensions in terms of width and length of the Migrashei Alevim, the Torah includes even the Peos, even the corners. And if you calculate the corners, then you should be adding another 800 Amah. If we assume Rabbi Chanina never had this Gzeirah Shavah, is Alpayim Amah Minole. So we go back to square one. What then is the source for Alpayim Amah? And the Gemara answers, Li'olam Isle Gzeirah Shavah. Even Rabbi Chanina accepts the Gzeirah Shavah. What do we do with the word Peos, which indicates the corners? In the case of Migrashei Alevim. So the answer is that Rabbi Chanina is going to use the word peos only as far as Migrashei Alevim is concerned, to add the corners. But he's not going to apply that to Tchum Shabbos. Why? Shiny Hacha. Because if you look carefully at the Pasuk, the Omar Kra, this was the end of the Pasuk that I read to you before. It's not published in the original quote, but at the end of the pasuk it says, Zeh yeh lachem migrashei ha'arim. Now the word Zeh, classic, is always a mute. Zeh. The omakra Zeh yeh migrashei ha'arim. Meaning these are the measurements of the migrashei ha'arim, but these are not measurements for something else. La Zeh atanosen peos, vi atanosen peos l'shov se Shabbos. The word Zeh is coming to exclude Shvisa Shabbos, that whereas in Migrashei Alevim we add the peos, so it's not just a circular 2,000 amah, but also we add the peos that make up the square around the circle. But when it comes to Shvisa Shabbos, the Torah excludes peos, and that's derived from Vizeh. You're left with Alpayim Amah, which according to Rabbi Chanina is going to be a circle. It's going to be a radius around that center of Alpayim Amah. So the Gemara asks Rabbanon, after all the Chachamim disagree with Rav Chanina ben Antignos, why do they say that the word Zeh is not a mute, And they're going to include peos even as far as Shvisa Shabbos is concerned, for Tchum Shabbos. What are they going to do with the word Zeh? So Gemara answers, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Rav Hananya. Well, let's not confuse Rav Hananya with Rav Hanina. This Rav Hananya is a Tana that's quoted very, very often. And in this case, he's coming to interpret the Rabbanon. And he says that instead of reading it as a miut, Zeh, to the exclusion of Shvisa Shabbos, to, as far as Peos are concerned, rather you read it Kaz Zeh. Zeh means Kaz Zeh, which means instead of a miut, it's a ribui. Kaz Zeh, you call Shosvei Shabbos. So once the Zeh is a ribui, it's coming to tell me that when we calculate the Alpayim Amma, the 2,000 Amma of Tchum Shabbos, then we give them the corners, just like we did in the case of Migrashei Alevim. So I have a note here in the name of the Rashash. The Rashash says, I don't understand. Kol Makom, anywhere in Shas, you'll look and you'll see that the word Zeh is always a mute. It always comes to exclude something. It's not a ribui. But he ends by quoting a Gemara in Masechta Menachos on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis, an amazing amount of bekiyus here on the part of the Rashash. And the Gemara there actually has a Zeh, which is a ribui. So there is a precedent for Zeh as a ribui. Omer Abba Acha Bar Yaakov Hamavir Arba Amos Bershusa Rabim Einol Chayov Achemavir Hain Vialakson. We know that if a person carries four Amos in Rishusa Rabim, he's Chayov. And now Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that it's not that you take a rectangle, or for that matter a square, of four Amos to four Amos, and you figure out, let's say from the southwestern point going to the northwestern point, you calculate four Amos, but rather it means hein valakson. What you have to do is you have to draw a diagonal that'll take you from the southeastern point all the way to the northwestern point. And the diagonal of a square, according to the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, is for four amos, square is going to be five amos and three-fifths of an amma. I don't think that's exactly precise in our calculations. Would you happen to know exactly, if you had a four amma square, what would be the diagonal? I forgot, there used to be a mathematical equation for that.
I don't know what the formula would be.
Yeah, alright, there's a formula for that. Anyway, in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Ches, the famous Sugi of Kaveres, which is around Sukkah, the Gemara calculates that it's always going to be this. I'll read to you the Gemara in Sukkah says, Kol Amsa Biribua, every single Amma that's square, is Amsa Vitrei Chumshe Balakson, is equal to one amma and two-fifths in its diagonal across. So kol ribua yeshlo sheyesh bo amma al amma yesh balaksano amma ushte chamishios. Okay, one amma and two-fifths. I guess that would be 1.4 ammas. So therefore, a ribua of four ammas square on four amos would have an alakson of four amos and eight fifths, which would be the equivalent of five amos and three fifths. So that according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, you're only chayav for mavir if you carry something five amos and three fifths of an amma. Now, I have here a note which I'll read to you. He says, "Bir din zehu al pishitas chacham asovrim kazeyu kol shovsei Shabbos." That this halacha, this principle of Rav Acha, is a derivative of the word kazeh, which according to chachamim is a ribui for all shovsei Shabbos, which means that all the shiurim that were said with regard to Shabbos, they all have to have corners, and therefore when we according to Chachamim, when we calculate 2,000 Amah for Tchum Shabbos, we look at them as a square, not as round, in order to include the corners. And therefore, we're going to allow you to go a diameter, which would be a diagonal from one corner straight through this square to the other square, and that's going to give you a shear of 2,800 Amah. Now, if that's a din in all Shavsei Shabbos, in all dinim of Shabbos, we should apply the same logic to the Isur Tiltul of Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim. And what we're going to have here is not an eagle. I mean, there's no round shape over here in Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. But what we do have is a diagonal through a square that is 4 Amos by 4 Amos. And that's going to give us 5 2/5 of an Amah, as we said. 5 3/5 of an Amah, as we said before. Omar Rav Papa, Bidik Lon Rava. Rava tried to, Bodik means to expand, and sometimes Bodik means to test someone. Like if you get a, today they call it a Mivchan, in those days they'd call it a bedika. Like, for example, somebody comes and he claims he knows the laws of Shechita, so we bodek him. That's called a bodek. So Rava wants to, in a sense, test us with the following question and see if we can answer this quiz question. He says, Amud, if let's say you have a pole, and the pole is standing vertically in Rishus HaRabim, Gavah Asara, it's 10 Tfachim high, the Rochav Arba, so it's not a pole, it's more like a pillar, and it's got a width of four Amos, and therefore it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. Is Tzarech Hein Valakson Olo? In other words, do we require that this Amud, which has, as we said before, the pillar has a width of 4 Amah, is it 4 Amah square, right, 4 Amah by 4 Amah, or do we have to have the possibility, and then if it's 4 Amah square, it means we have the possibility of an alakson, right, that was the diagonal line. If, on the other hand, it would be round, then we cannot consider it as a Rishus HaYochid, unless it would have the shear of an alakson of 4 tfachim, which would be 5 3/5 of tfachim. Or should we say no? That even if the amud is round, but it has the width of 4 tfachim, like let's say you draw a diagonal right down the middle of the round pillar, and you would have it as 4 tfachim, then it's already a Rishus HaYochid. So Rav Papa now tells us that Rava tested us with this question, V'amrina lei, and Rav Papa reports that we gave him the following answer, Lav hainu de Rav Chananya, shouldn't we equate your question with that of Rav Chananya? The Sanya we learned in the Brice, Rav Chananya Omer, Kazeyu kol shosei Shabbos, and we derive from that you have to give him 4 square amos that has an alakson, which would be the size of 5 amos and 3/5 of an amah, and therefore let's apply the same logic to an amud, to this pillar, and we're going to therefore require that this pillar will have not just four tefachim in width, but we're going to need 4 tefachim square, which would allow us an alakson of 5 3/5 of tefachim. Right, the Mishnah says, Zeu sha'omru ha'ani ma'arev beraglov, which means the following, that a poor person could set up an Erev Tchumen, which would allow him an additional 2,000 Amah outside the city, with his feet. Which means that all he has to do, this poor person, is walk out to a certain place before Shabbos, and that place is 2,000 Amah outside the city limits, and he's Koveh Shvisa based on his feet. And that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Om Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir embellishes the Tanakhama. He says, Anu ein lanu ela ani. Which means that this is an allowance for a poor person that maybe doesn't have enough money to set up Mazon Shtei Sudos for his Eruv. But if you're not an Ani, then we're not going to give you that allowance of Ma'arei Baraglav. And the Mishnah records a dissenting view of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Echad Ani Vechad Ashir, that the same halacha of Ma'arei Baraglav without Seuda applies even to an Ashir. V'lo Amru Ma'arvin V'pas El Lahakil Al Ashir Shlo Yetze Via Arei Baraglav. And the halacha of Erev Tchumin with a pas, with a loaf of bread, that's only a kula that would allow the usher, if let's say he doesn't want to walk out 2,000 amma, in order to be Ma'arif Baraglov, we'll give him another alternative, and we'll allow him to send a pas with a shliach, and the shliach will bring it out there to 2,000 amma outside the city limits. So we now have a shita of Rabbi Meir and a shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says that as far as an usher is concerned, he has to be ma'arev with a pas, and only an ani can avail himself of ma'arev baraglov without a pas. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, certainly an usher also can avail himself of that option of being Ma'arei Baraglav. We're giving him a second option if he wants to take advantage of it, and he can send a pas without going out there personally to be Ma'arei Baraglav. Now we have a Machlokas Tanoim regarding this Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rav Nachman, the first sheet is Rav Nachman. Machlokas, this Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is in a case where a person declares Teheshvi Sasi Bim Komi. No, he wants to be Kona Shvisa in the place where he is standing at the point, at the moment of the entry of Shabbos, the onset of Shabbos. And in this case, Rabbi Meir insists that only an Ani can avail himself of the option of Mahalech Beraglov, meaning he's on the road and he's going to make it as his Erev by simply declaring Tehei Shvisasi Bimkomi. But this does not apply to an Ashir who's sitting in his house. He doesn't have the option of walking out and stomping on that place, that X on the ground, and saying, well, this is my Shvisa. He's got to be my Arav Bipas. The Rabbi Meir Savar Ikar Eruv Bipas. Rabbi Meir says that the Takana of Eruv to be Kone Shvisa with the onset of Shabbos is Dafka Bipas. And there's a leniency in the case of an Ani that he could be Ma'arei Bahalicha Baraglav. But the Ashir doesn't have that opportunity because he has to be Ma'arev Ikar Erev Bepas. And Ani, in the case of an Ani, we'll take a look here on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, then Hu De'Akilu Rabbanan Liluyeh, the Rabbanan had this leniency, and they allowed him, the Ani, the poor person, to be Ma'ari Baraglav without a pas. Aval Ashir, lo. There was never an enactment that would allow an Ashir to be Ma'ari Bapas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ikar Eruv Beregel. When the Rabbanu were Mesakein the halach of being Konesh Visa and establishing your Tchum with an Eruv, the Eruv is Baraglav. And Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir, there's no difference whatsoever between a rich or a poor person. Ella, however, v'bakom ploni, divrei hakol. He says the following. Let's say a person wants to be koveh shvisa in a place that's very, very far away. And all he wants to do is make a declaration that in that particular location, you know, the train station 2,000 amma away, that's where I want to be koveh shvisa. Is according to, I forgot who we're talking about here, just one second, according to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, is Divrei HaKol. Everybody agrees, even Rav Yehuda, Oni in Asher Lo, that there was a special leniency on behalf of the Oni, that he could declare his Shvisa even B'makom Ploni, which is very far away. And with that verbal declaration or pronouncement, he could be Koveya Shvisa on that place. But in Asher, there was no leniency for an Asher, and therefore the Asher requires Regel. He's got to go out there with his feet. Now, Rav Nachman is going to explain the Mishnah according to his understanding. The Mishnah says, Zohi Sha'omru Ha'oni Ma'ari Baraglov, and it sounds like the Oni is allowed to be Ma'ari Baraglov, and it's not Mikra Din. It's, you know, whenever you focus on the Oni, it means a kula, a leniency, a that they offered for an Oni, they were making for an Oni. Is Man Katoni La, Rabbi Meir. The one who is the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who says that Ikar Eruv Bepas. The Ahaya Koi, Aino Makiro, Aino Boki Balocha. And Rabbi Meir made his statement of Ikar Eruv Bepas with regard to someone who doesn't know exactly where he can locate his Shvisa, or he's not a Baki in Halacha. And when the Mishnah says in the Sefer that a person who's not Makir or Mokom, which is Royal Shvisa, and or alternatively, he's not a Baki in Halacha, he doesn't know that he's allowed to do this, is therefore he's Koveya Shvisa B'Mokom Amidoso. And on that, Rabbi Meir says that even that kind of Shvisa is Koveya Baraglov, Mamish, Raglov Mamish. And, it, you know, this halacha applies to an Ani, because again, as we said, Rabbi Meir holds Ikar Eruv Bepas, and they have a leniency here, Rabbi Meir, for an Ani. And they're going to allow an Ani to be Ma'ariv Baraglov. So that's the description of the Mishnah. When it says Zoe Sha'omru Ha'oni Ma'ari Baraglov, we're talking about Rabbi Meir in the case of an Oni, and we're allowing him to have a kind of a long distance Kvius Makom Shvisa. He could be Kovez Makom Shvisa, long distance. And that's a special heter or leniency on behalf of the Oni. And if, let's say, the Oni has no clue, you know, where he wants to be Koveya Shvisa, he's not a Baki, then he's Koveya Shvisa B'Mokom Amidosa, in the place where he is. And that's called Koveya Baraglov Mamish. But all this is a kula that is limited exclusively to an Ani, and it does not apply to an Asher. Asher has only one option, and that is to establish his Erev Tchumen with a Pas. And that's all based on a mayor who holds Iker Erev Bepas. Now we get to the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer says, V'lo Omru Ma'arvin Bepas El Lahakel, which means that they gave a leniency for the Asher to be Ma'ariv Bepas, and it alleviates him of the responsibility to walk all the way out there in order to set up his Eruv. And instead he can send it with a Shliach, and send a Pas with a Shliach. But obviously, the main halacha here is Mi'ariv Baraglov, and that's going to reflect the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that Iker Erev Baraglov, and therefore the Asher should walk out 2,000 Amma, and with his feet, he is Koveya Shvisa when he arrives at that place. But again, we're going to offer the Asher another fallback position, that if he cannot walk out there for 2,000 Amma beraglov, then we'll give him the option of being ma'ariv bepas. Man katorile, and that reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that ikadin erev is beregel. So both an ani and an ashir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, have the option of being ma'ariv beraglam, b'makom abidoso, wherever they stand. And the din erev through pas was only a takana in order to be lenient and make it easier for the ashir that he shouldn't have to go out there with his feet in order to be ma'ariv beraglov, but rather he can send a shliach who will place the pas down in that spot on his behalf. All that is Rav Nachman. Now we have a different shita, and that's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Omar, Machlokes b'makom ploni. Machlokes shim Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is in a case where a man says to Eishvi Sasi b'makom ploni. He specifies a specific location, and there's no Erev B'pas, there's no Erev B'regel. It's just a statement on his part. I call it a ventriloquist, right? You know, it's like he throws his voice all the way over to that spot, which is 2,000 Amah outside the city, and he says, that's my Makom Shvis over there. That's Makom Ploni. Rabbi Meir Sover, Ani In, Asher Lo. This Kula, that you need neither Raglov nor Pas, was enacted on behalf of the Aniyim, that he could be Koveh Shvisa in that way, through pure Amira. It's just a verbal pronouncement, but an Ashir doesn't have that option. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Echad Ani Vechad Ashir, both an Ani and an Ashir are permitted to set up an Erev in that way. Avo, but if a person says Tehei Shvisasi Bimkomi, not b'makom ploni, is the reakol echan oni vechad ashir. There's no difference here between an ashir and an oni, even according to Rabbi Meir. Is the ikar din erev beregel, because both an oni and an ashir have the right to enjoy the benefit of this method of erev beregel, and therefore even an ashir could be koveh shvisasa beregel. And he doesn't have to set up a pas in his makom shvisa. So again, if we summarize Rav Chisda is saying that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is a person who proclaims tei shvisasi b'makom ploni, and Rabbi Meir says that that ventriloquist kind of kinyan shvisa is a special leniency that was enacted on behalf of the Ani. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says no, that everybody agrees that if a person says Tehei Shvisasi Bimkomi, then what he means by Bimkomi is Ikar Eruv Beregel. So therefore, when the Asher, for example, even the Asher is Koveh Shvisa Baraglov, he doesn't have to put out a pass. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Tehei Shvisasi Bimkomi, then both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that Echad Ani VeEchad Asher can avail himself of that possibility to be koveya, to be konish visa, just by reciting Tehei Shvisasi Bimkomi. And that's the principle here, Echad Ani VeEchad Asher, De'ikar Eruv Beregel. Now, Rav Chisda is going to interpret the Mishnah based on his Shita. Zohi Sha'omru, it says, Ani ma'ariv beraglov, which sounds like this is a special dispensation for the ani. Ikar din eruv is not just to be ma'ariv beraglov. This is a special takona for the ani. It's a kula for the ani. Is my katonila, who is the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that there's a special leniency on behalf of the Oni that he could be Kovea and Konish Visa Bimkomo through Erev Baraglov. Hey Koya, what's the case in the Mishnah Ha? On the din of the ratio, it says Mishabah Bederch V'Choshchalo. He's traveling on the road and it gets dark. And he knows about a certain tree or a certain fence that he could identify. And he could be Kovea Shvisa on that very far away tree or fence through a mirror. That was the ventriloquist theory that I mentioned before. And here's where Meir says that was a special kula for the Ani and not for the Ashi. And then in the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Lo Omru Ma'arvin V'Pas El Lahakel, that the ability to use a pas is a kula, and you know that right, that would not seem to fit to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that the Iker Eruv is bepas. You know, he only allowed a special dispensation for the Oni to be Ma'ariv Baraglo. So therefore, Rav Chizda says that Man Ketoni La, who would actually say this? Oh, so he says Divrei HaKol, not like what I said before. He says Divrei HaKol, meaning even Rabbi Meir agrees, not the way I said it, that Iker Erev is Bepas. That would be more appropriate for Rav Nachman. But for Rav Chizda, we could say Iker Erev Beregel. And therefore, the takana of Erev Banocha Sapas is only going to be a kula on behalf of the Asher, so that he doesn't have to be Toreach and go all the way out there himself by foot in order to set up an Erev Tchumen. He can send a Shliach with a pas, and that's fine. Now the Gemara is going to say, Tanya Kavase, Derav Nachman. We have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman, that the machlok shin Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is with regard to an Ashir. Is the Ashir allowed to be Kovea Shvisa Bimkomo without pas? However, to be Kovea Shvisa far away through a mira, is everybody agrees that only an Ani is allowed to do that and not an Ashir? And this is what we have here in this brisa: Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir Ma'arvin v'Pas. Everybody agrees that he can set up a mokum shvisa with a pas. V'lo yetze asher michutz l'tchum, but an asher does not have the right to go out of the tchum on Erev Shabbos v'yomer and make a declaration shvisasi bimkomi. Lefi shelo omru ma'arvin v'regel el misha baba derech v'chashchalo. So in other words, to deliberately go out to a place that's 2,000 amah outside of your city and make a declaration of Ma'ariv Beregel Shvisasi Bimkomi and set up 2,000 amah from that point, that's not going to be valid unless he is a person who's Baba Derech V'Choshcholo. In other words, in such a scenario, such a situation where he was traveling on the road and it became very dark, it's almost time for Shabbos, he could be Kovea Shvisa B'mokom Amidoso, but from a distance to say, oh, there's a tree, you know, in the far off yonder blue, and I want to be Kovea Shvisa there, that was only a special kula, a leniency for an Ani. But if someone is sitting in his house, then he cannot be Ma'arev Biraglov. He has to put a pas down. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the Shita Rabbi Meir according to Rav Nachman. That Ikar Erev Bipas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Oni V'Echad Oshir Me'arvim Biregel. It means whether or not he's a rich person or he's a poor person, he's allowed to be Ma'arev Biregel. The Yetzei Osher, the Osher therefore is allowed to go out Chutz L'Tchum, and with his feet he can make a declaration V'Yomar Tehei Shvisasi V'Mkomi, I want to be Kovea Shvisa right here. V'Zehu Ikro Shel Erev, that's the main din of an Erev, Tivimaarev behiluch raglov, and therefore even an asher is included in that takana of erev tavshivi tiruch hacham lebali bayis. And if an asher wants to shloach as a ruva biyad avdo biyad bno biyad shluchov, he wants to send his pas in the hands of his servant or his son or any other shliach, and tell them that he would like them to go out there and be koveh and be konesh visavim b'shvil lahakil olav, they made a takana that he could do so to make it a little bit easier. But we see clearly that this brisa reflects the shita of Rav Nachman, that the machlok shrim Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is about the case of an asher who wants to be ma'arev baraglav. And since Rav Yehuda was one who says that an asher is allowed to go out there and be ma'arev baraglav, we should derive from him that he also agrees that even an asher could be koveh shvisa b'mokom acher al yidei amira, because if not for that, he doesn't have to go out there to be with his raglav. It must be that the asher does not have the possibility of being koveh shvisa b'mokom acher, meaning the ventriloquist shvisa. And the brisa continues. Let's just make a note where we're stopping, even though it's the middle of a sugya here, but it's getting late, so we'll mirchem next year, we'll review some of the highlights, so that we can make some progress. So we're on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we're almost halfway through the Amud. We're up to Omar Rav Yehuda Maisa Bianche Beis Memel.